which leads us into a conversation about things theatrical, and in particular, the Gravenhurst Opera House, which is such a historical place. But let me tell you who my guest is. Krista Story, Manager of Arts and Culture at the Gravenhurst Opera House. Welcome. It's a pleasure to meet you.
And pleasure to meet you as well. Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, we want to hear the history before we go on to talk about all the amazing things that are going to be happening this month, next month, and through the summer at the Gravenhurst Opera House. Let's begin by saying what you just told me before we went on the air. It has everything, a variety of entertainment, everything except opera. Why is that?
Yes. Well, and that is a very good question. These opera houses were built, you know, similar to the Aurelia Opera House, which is also called that and doesn't really see a lot of opera. They were built, fashioned after the opera houses of Europe. So I don't think they ever really intended on being, you know, presenting opera, because in the day they were more about the community, a community mm-hmm. hub, where mm-hmm. whether it was the ladies' auxiliary or the children's choir or even, you know, vaudevillian type acts that were traveling around. So it is very interesting that that they called them that. But it really was because they were fashioned after the fancy performance halls of Europe. And they are very special.
The history goes back 118 years.
Yes.
Now, am I right that it became sort of on the second floor of the town hall?
Yes.
That's how it started.
Yes, it was originally built as the town hall and the community hub, as I say, but it's always been a theater. And town hall was downstairs. The clerk's office, where you paid your taxes, was out back in a separate little building. But they haven't had council meeting there in many, many years. But we're very proud to say that it has survived many naysayers and even the wrecking ball at one point in 118 years.
And the mayor of the day was the driving force, is that not true?
Yes, Charles Mickle, and they called it Mickle's Follies because they thought he was crazy for wanting to spend all of this money on this beautiful
taxpayers'
money on this lavish building with chandeliers that were shipped over from France and beautiful, exquisite wooden interior and stained glass window and so on. And really, I think he had the feeling, if we build it, they will come.
Yeah.
And they still are.
And aren't we glad that we had visionaries
yes.
Like that mayor all those years ago?
Yes.
Muskoka is the birthplace of summer theater in Canada. Tell us that story.
Another wonderful legacy that that lives on. Yes, the summer theater in Canada started in 1934 by an actor by the name of John Holden. And he had just toured the United States with a touring company, was up visiting his sister in Bala, and thought, gee, we could probably do this here. And that's when it was born. The Gravenhurst Opera House was a big part of that. It toured around to the small towns of Muskoka, and it was the Gravenhurst mayor of that time as well who encouraged them to come. And we continue that tradition today with a full season of professional summer theater.
And there's something going on all year round, 12 months a year. But in the
yes.
summer, we'll talk about that now, because that's a according to the weather gods, eventually it's going to get here.
Yes.
We have to get spring first.
Yes.
And it's coming. So let's talk about the shows that you have scheduled, and then a few other highlights as time allows. There's a comedy by Ken Cameron called Harvest, and it'll be running June 26th to July 19th.
Very funny, very poignant, and very timely. It is about a farming couple who have decided to sell their farm, move to the city, and buy a condo. The neighbor was interested in purchasing the land, but not the house. So they thought, gee, here's a great income idea, and decided to rent out their farmhouse, rented it out to a WestJet pilot who eventually they found out turned it into a grow up.
Oh dear.
So yes. So as we say, it was the deal that went up in smoke,
well,
so
it was
to speak. So
still agricultural,
yes. Yes. You know, the great thing about this this play is it has all of these different characters, but they're played by two actors. So it's very funny, but there are some very touching moments in it as well, and I think very timely.
And tell us about the two actors.
Oh, Robin Clipsham, who is a local favorite, but an incredible character actor, and somebody who has been a favorite in our seasons for many years. And Alan Royal, who is a very well-known actor across Canada, stage and screen. Just saw him on a rerun of Murdoch Mysteries the other night. So Alan is also an excellent actor, a wonderful resume, and a great character actor, too.
Then there's a show July 24th through August 16th in the Summer Theater at the Gravenhurst Opera House. Dean and Jerry, What Might Have Been, yes. Created by Jesse Collins. And when we say Dean and Jerry, we mean one of the great comedy teams of the 50s, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, you betcha. And this really is a concert setting where it will be a remake of many of their great songs and the comedy between the two and what great friends they were, and then the fallout. And when they broke up as a comedy duo, and then the reunion and the What Might Have Been. So, the two actors, or performers, Derek Marshall and Nicholas Arnold, are spitting image. People will fall in love with them right away and feel that they were back during those times, you know, in Vegas and the clubs. And it'll be a lot of fun. We've got an incredible live band on the stage led by musical director John Minnis, who is an incredible musician himself. And so I think people are going to be tapping their toes and singing along and having a hard time sitting still in their seats.
Well, they're icons for the Zoomer generation, but I'm telling people who, if you're not a Zoomer, if you haven't reached that marvelous age, you will still love this show because there's tremendous comedy, and you will know some of the songs.
Yes, definitely.
You will say, oh, I didn't.
That's
is that
right.
song that old? Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to September then, the 11th to 27th, another comedy called Kalamazoo.
Yes, and Kalamazoo is also a very touching story, but also very funny. Kalamazoo is about two people who, a little later in life, have found themselves single and are encouraged by family members or friends to join the online dating world, and which then leads to quite a bit of comedy, but also some very touching moments of really becoming new people and seeing life in a new way after losing their partners. And the actors are incredible. Brian Paul and his wife, Deborah Tennant. They are a husband and wife team who have been in some of our seasons in the past. Are wonderful. They have lots of credits as well, such as Murdoch Mysteries and other many shows, both stage and screen. And we're thrilled to have them back. But I think that one's also going to be a great audience pleaser.
Yeah, well, this single again thing, there's a lot of that going around.
Yes, that's right.
There's a thing called the Flex Pack. Explain
yes.
that.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, and we're coming up to the deadline. Summer Season Flex Packs. It's four great shows for one great price, we like to say. A Summer Season Flex Pack is really nice. That entitles you, for $120, that entitles you to one ticket to each one of our summer theater productions, and then you get to choose one of our concerts of your choice. And they are available till the end of April, so we're asking people to hurry up and get to the box office to get theirs. But it really is a savings of, you get one show for free, really. Right. You take $10 off each one of those performances, which is really great saving.
In June, it's a group called the Jive Bombers. In August, it's a 50th anniversary celebration of Woodstock. In September, it's a Tapestry, the Carole King songbook.
Yes.
So this is good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're all going to be audience pleasers, for sure. And each one of those concerts as well, they have, a lot of award-winning talent in them, too. So we don't fool around. When we put a show on the stage, we make sure that it's really great.
You've had 118 years of practice, so
not me personally.
No, but
so.
I didn't mean that. I meant the opera house and all those people involved.
Yes.
We have just a couple of minutes left, so let me tell you about some of the things that are coming up sooner than the Summer Festival. On April 27th, a fellow named Luke McMaster.
Oh, Luke. He is a wonderful performer. He's best known for the duo McMaster and James, but he's been a solo artist now for a while. He has reached out to some of his favorite Motown songwriters and went to them, rewrote some of those Motown songs with them, and also wrote some new songs with them. He's lovely. He's talented. It is going to be a spectacular show. We can't wait.
You mentioned Alan Royal. He's doing another thing in May, a reception and a reading.
Yes.
And says here, cake.
Yes, and we're going to have cake.
Explain it to me.
Well, this is kind of a way of us introducing Alan to our community. This is the first time he's joined our summer theater team, and he's just written a book. He has a series of one-man shows all about this little boy, Benjamin, from Montreal, which is really stories of Alan's own childhood, and they're very funny and very lovely. And so he was asked if he would like to put those into book form, which he has done. He's just published the book. So we're doing a little bit of introduction of him to our community, and also a book launch at the same time. And yes, there will be cake.
Oh, good. And vignettes from that book.
Yes.
Krista Story is the manager of arts and culture at the Gravenhurst Opera House. A storied history, 118 years, and it goes on in Muskoka at Gravenhurst, the birthplace of summer theater in Canada. Get more details on the website, gravenhurstoperahouse.com. That's www.gravenhurstoperahouse.com. Looking forward to the summer season. Thanks for your visit.
Thank you very much.
And you know what I found deep in the vinyl vault in our library?
What?
When a moon hits.